is under attack. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Well, we told you that the likes of Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook were censoring us. We told you this was going on, but now thanks to Project Veritas, we know it right from the horse's mouth. The latest release from Project Veritas is Twitter exposing themselves for shadow banning conservatives.
Our last video exposed Twitter's eagerness to turn over President Trump's direct messages to the Justice Department. We think today's release will help you understand why. Because although Twitter presents itself as politically neutral, its culture behind closed doors is one of blatant censorship, systematic bias, and political targeting. While many suspected this was the case, today we present the proof out of their own Twitter mouths.
So probably about 90% anti-Trump, maybe 99% anti-Trump.
It's really hard to decide what to do about Donald Trump. Yeah, half of the people want to ban him, half of the people want to keep him.
Does everybody at Twitter feel...
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go to Google in order to find the conservative.
What department do you...
I'm in Trust and Safety, I do all the policy work, safety policy. I'm in a controversial team.
Olinda Hassan is a policy manager for Twitter Trust and Safety. Her team is responsible for Twitter's rules and regulations, determining what content is and isn't allowed. Just last month, Trust and Safety updated their policy in an effort to crack down on racism and other forms of hate speech.
But how do you keep, like my timeline, like, how do you keep certain things off my timeline? Like, with the people who, like, read people...
We wondered which people Hassan was referring to. What forms of free speech does Twitter want to stop from showing up? Former content review agent Mo Narai shed some light.
Let's say for the pro-Trump thing, and I am anti-Trump. I was like, oh, I banned this whole account. It'll go to you. And then it's at your discretion. And if you're anti-Trump, you're like, oh, you know what? Mo was right. Let it go.
Narai's job at Twitter was to review content, flagged as harmful, offensive, or in violation of Twitter policy, and ban it if it was. Content review is an integral part of any social media platform, but as Narai describes, it is highly susceptible to abuse.
On stuff like that, it was more discretion on your viewpoint, I guess, your, like, how you felt about a particular matter.
Oh, so it wasn't automated. It was a user and services person would deem it pro-Trump and take it down.
Example, they said, oh, this is pro-Trump, you know, I don't want it, because, you know, it offends me, this, that. I say, I ban this whole thing, and it goes over, and you're like, oh, you know what, I don't like it too. You know what, Mo's right, let's go. That's it. You're like, Mo's right, let's carry on. What's next? Keep it.
Yeah,
coming.
Yeah, bring me another one to take down. Yeah.
So I flag something, it's going to go by you.
Correct, and then, you know, you look at it, you're like, oh, hey, this is pro-Trump, you know what, and this is my problem, like, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, you know, so on the reverse of that, they would just let...
Okay, so that is the beginning of the latest release from Project Veritas. Of course, you can find all their videos at projectveritas.com, their YouTube channel, Project Veritas. We have the link as well at Infowars.com. Kit Daniels has the story. Twitter caught silencing O'Keefe amid censorship expose. Well, we knew that they were doing this. We're going to hear from James O'Keefe in the next segment. But I'll make you privy to what's next. Well, there's our poll. Is it time to boycott Twitter for being anti-free speech at War Room Show? Guess what's next? Twitter going through your private messages and hiding private messages and photos. That's right.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life.
Cellforce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cellforce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
This is the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Welcome in. We have a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to be hearing from James O'Keefe in just a moment. We've got Kevin Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh for NH.com. He's running to try to get into Congress. This is part of the midterm 2018 Make America Great Again midterms. Roger Stone comes in for the second hour. He's got a guest, Brian Graham, that will be joining us. And then in the final hour, Mike Norris is going to be talking about his most recent film project with me. And that's what you can expect from today's show. Now, in the opening segment, we played for you the most recent Project Veritas video where they get Twitter employees, former Twitter employees, current Twitter employees, while they're working at Twitter, basically all admitting to censoring conservatives, all admitting they hate Trump, all admitting that everyone at Twitter hates Trump and that they all want to silence Trump. Pretty incredible stuff. And we all kind of knew that that was going on, but as James O'Keefe said, now we have the cold, hard evidence. So our poll of the day at War Room Show: is it time to boycott Twitter? Is it time to boycott Twitter for being anti-free speech? We've got just over 2,000 votes right now, and 76% of our responders say, yes, it's time to boycott Twitter. You know, Twitter's a great tool. But at some point, you have to draw a line in the sand, and you have to stand for something. And why would we continue to provide Twitter content so that they can sell advertising while they try to silence our voices? It's being in between a rock and a hard place where you want to be on Twitter, you want to be engaged, you want to use that platform. And then at the same time though, you don't want to patronize them. You don't want to provide them with content because, well, they want to silence you and they censor you. So that poll will be ongoing for the next 24 hours. We'll continue to update you on that. Real quick though, before we go to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas and Alex Jones, I've got a bunch of news here today. Now, because we've got a loaded show with guests, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get to all of it. So let me just lay out for you some of the important stories in case I cannot get to them. The Fusion GPS lawyer that said that the Russian dossier has already led to deaths has now recanted that statement and is saying that that was just speculation. So that's an awfully strange speculation to make. Ecuador issues Assange a passport as plan develops to remove him from London safely. Now we just need to get someone, perhaps Ecuador, to make Julian Assange a diplomat so that he can get diplomatic immunity. What else do we got here? Oh, we talked about the ICE raids of 7-Eleven. You've got ICE arrests 21 illegal workers after the surprise 7-Eleven raids. So you wonder if that's going to continue. We are going to continue to be spied on as the House has passed key legislation to renew the NSA surveillance program. And everybody's giving Trump a hard time because it's contradictory to his tweets. U.S. resisting deadline for bond hearings for Iraqis. Well, the real headline here is that you have a liberal federal judge, Mark Goldsmith, who has blocked the deportation of 1,400 Iraqi nationals with criminal records so they can challenge their removal. So thank you, liberal federal judge Mark Goldsmith, for standing up for criminal non-American citizens. I bet you that is either a, well, it could be an Obama appointee. I'd have to do my research on that, but that'd just be my guess. So congratulations to that federal judge for being anti-American. And now, before we go to Alex Jones and James O'Keefe, remember this story the Washington Post printed. Guys, do we have that story? Washington Post claimed the other day that social justice warriors are the true heroes of free speech. There it is. Why social justice warriors are the true defenders of free speech and open debate? Well, let's go to James O'Keefe to hear about the social justice warriors at Twitter.
James O'Keefe, you have done it again, my friend. Congratulations there at Project Veritas. Lay out the etymology of this and the footage, because if we play it, we'll run out of time. You having you here as this amazing infiltration.
Well, Alex, I mean, this is one of the greatest censorship stories in modern times. I mean, the things these people are saying on this video, I think this is certainly the biggest thing we have ever done. These are the most powerful people in the world. There you have it on the screen in front of you. Our strategy is to shadow ban. Now, your viewers might know what this is, but really what they're saying is that when you tweet or Facebook something, you think it's going to your users. What these companies are doing and these engineers are on video describing is how they make you think that your information is going to your users, but the people on the timeline don't see the information. That's what a shadow ban is. And they talk about how they specifically targeted, and this is their words, not mine, rednecks, conservatives who tweet about the flag, and they create algorithms where if you mention these things that correlate with certain ideas, they ban you, and they call it S-H-I-T-T-Y people. This is what the policy executives, these are not low-level employees. These are executives at Twitter. Stephen Pierre, a Twitter engineer, says, we want to, quote, ban a way of talking. I hope you play some of these clips for your audience, because this is truly extraordinary. They say they want to downrank S-H-I-T-T-Y people to not show up. We're working on that right now. So they're describing the products. And the pro, there's a Singh who's on the direct messaging team talking about how they use algorithms to target Julian Assange, to target conservatives, and to ban a way of talking.
But again, they're getting directives from on high that this is to be done.
Yes, they're getting directives. It's part of the culture. One of the executives in the tape, Alex, says that there's an unwritten policy. There you have it. Mo, he says there's an unwritten policy to do this, even though it's not part of the language. He's just, you know, taking certain tweets down. Alex, Twitter bills itself as the public square. And what your audience needs to understand is if they take away our rights to share our ideas on these platforms, where are we going to go? I mean, most people don't have the power to create their own website. I know these are private companies, and we may not want the government to intervene. But unless the CEO of Twitter makes their algorithms public so the users know what they're doing, the government didn't have a choice but to intervene. I mean, this is scary stuff. And don't take my word for it. They're on tape saying their whole MO is to, quote, ban a way of talking. This is the greatest censorship story of modern times. And unlike the mainstream media, Alex, we don't just anonymously quote sources. We have these people dead to rights. How do we do it? We spent a year. Undercover, building and drawing these people out, building their trust. A lot of these people are not even American citizens because they outsource a lot of this engineering to other countries. They bring people in on student visas. In this video, you'll see a lot of foreign workers describing how they target American patriots just because they don't like what they have to say. And we're not talking about white supremacists or Nazi people. They're just targeting moderate conservative
people. But James, that's what globalism is ganging up on nation states, taking it over, letting China have, you know, lower taxes than we have, designed to deindustrialize us. It's Cloward and Piven. And here they are saying we're going after all the opposition.
You know what's amazing, Alex, is that we're using Twitter's platform to get the information out. They are really in a pickle. They're in a bind because they can't ban me. They reinstated my account there. A lot of people on – this is trending on Twitter, Alex, believe it or not. Isn't that ironic? Shadow ban – hashtag shadow ban is trending on Twitter from my – looking at my phone here. And everyone is tweeting at the CEO of Twitter. This is big stuff. By the way, Alex, yesterday Twitter issued a statement. The statement was, quote, the individual depicted in the video – was speaking in a personal capacity and does not represent Twitter. So they're saying this is a rogue employee, and today we have eight rogue employees, including on the policy team. We have we have engineers on the direct messaging team. We have engineers describing things they're doing. This is historic. Well, they're also giving direct messages, according to them, to the government. And in yesterday's video, they say, well, we go into your
DMs.
Okay,
the full video and interview is on the Alex Jones channel. Folks, I will tell you what's coming next. Twitter goes through your private messages and hoards pictures, compromising pictures that they may use for blackmail. That's coming next. Stay tuned.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Not really sure how to respond. You know, there's fake news, and then there's people that really just don't get it. This was a story that just came out of the AP News. Burned by book, referring to Fire and Fury, Trump takes issue with nation's libel laws. Now, that headline and this story is such a misnomer and misses the target so much it's painful. Let me explain something to you. The book is obviously fabricated, and you would understand that Michael Wolff provides himself legal protection by, in the intro to the book, saying that most of the stuff in the book is not true. So he admits the book is fiction before you start reading it. So that's not what happened here. Burned by the book? How was Trump burned by the book exactly? It doesn't tell you how in this story. It's just, that's the narrative, so everyone runs with it. And then they try to spin it and say, because he was burned by the book, even though he wasn't burned by the book, that now he's taking issue with the libel laws, even though the libel laws aren't going to have anything to do with the book because the author of the book admitted it was fictitious. How do these people, how does someone that stupid have a job? How does someone who is so far from reality in writing a story call himself a journalist? No, you want to know why Trump was mentioning libel laws? Because of the Russian dossier. But you're too stupid to get it. Trump burned by the book. He wasn't burned by the book at all. If anyone got burned by the book, it was Bannon and Michael Wolff himself. Anyway, so I've got all this news. We just heard from Alex Jones and James O'Keefe. Speaking of Twitter censoring, so is Facebook. Look at this. Somebody shared this with me. This is from NewsWhip. The biggest publishers on Facebook, December 2017. It has the top 25 publishers on Facebook. You know who conveniently doesn't make this list? InfoWars. You're telling me that a place called VerifiedPolitics.com that posted 479 times in December 2017 beat InfoWars? Give me a break. You're telling me that Provider.com that posted 422 times in the month of December 2017 beat InfoWars? No. And then you look at the total number of Facebook engagements, which is likes, shares, comments, and reactions. Folks, I'm pretty sure that you could do these numbers crunching by yourself and realize that they intentionally left InfoWars off this list. Because BoredPanda.com at 12 with 440 posts? No. No. We have videos on Facebook that get a million views. And that's just one video. So congratulations to Facebook for censoring InfoWars. Good for you guys. You did it too. You're up there with the YouTubes and the Twitters and the Googles. That's nice. Anyway, back to what I was saying about Trump mentioning the libel laws. So you've got the Fusion GPS lawyer now retracts his statement. Joshua Levy says, oh, I was just speculating about the dossier leading to deaths. Just speculating. Well, why? What would make you speculate that? And, you know, I've got this list. I was going to get into this today, but you know what? Maybe today's not the time since we've been hitting the Fusion GPS thing so hard and the Russian dossier so hard, but I'm going to keep this in my back pocket. Maybe we'll get to this tomorrow. But here's what it's going to come down to, folks. Here's what it comes down to. I did a bunch of more reading and research into this last night, and there's basically three or four questions that need to be answered here. One, did the FBI order the dirty dossier? As in, was it the FBI's brainchild to concoct the dirty dossier? Now, was this quote-unquote opposition research that Hillary Clinton ordered? Was it her idea? Or was this Peter Strzok's idea, who was working for the FBI, who was also in charge of investigating Clinton, who said in the text message that got released to his mistress that he needed an insurance plan in case Trump won? So was that insurance plan the dirty dossier that then got filtered around in the media and in the intelligence agencies that then the Obama administration used to spy on President Trump, that now after spying on Trump, they used whatever intel they could get with this knowing no bounds spying and investigation into Manafort, into Flynn, into all of them, and then they use the entrapment techniques to indict them? That's a whole nother story. So was it the FBI that ordered the dirty dossier be created, or was it Hillary Clinton? Then you have to ask, what is the deal with Andrew Wood? Did Andrew Wood ever see the dirty dossier, as Fusion GPS said in their testimony, even though Andrew Wood has denied ever seeing the dossier, and he denies giving the dossier to McCain, but does confirm that McCain did get the dossier, however, from a different source? So who did John McCain get the dossier from, and why, or who, I suppose, is lying? Fusion GPS or Andrew Wood? Then there's the Veselnitskaya angle, which is the Russian lawyer that Trump Jr. met with, that they're saying that allegedly Bannon said was treasonous in the book Fire and Fury. So who told Christopher Steele, who wrote the dossier, that Trump supposedly wanted prostitutes to urinate on a bed visited by the Obamas? Who told Christopher Steele that? Was that Veselnitskaya, who had already been working with Fusion GPS? Was that Russian intelligence that Christopher Steele had come to know working his time in Russia, if it ever even happened? Or was this, again, totally fabricated, or maybe Christopher Steele was just drunk and writing in a notebook? These are the questions we need asked. And now that you have Trump's lawyers suing BuzzFeed and suing Fusion GPS, I think that this is going to force out the truth. And you now have Fusion GPS saying they asked Dianne Feinstein to release the testimony to protect themselves, which actually makes sense to me now, because if you're Fusion GPS and you want to remain in business, you're going to cooperate in this lawsuit and in this investigation, and you're probably going to turn over whoever it was that's actually responsible for this dossier. So to me, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS having Dianne Feinstein release it is saying, look, we will cooperate. We're not guilty of libel. Let's find out what actually happened here. On the other side, we're joined by Kevin Kavanaugh. This is The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the 2018 midterm elections are going to be key. And here at the War Room, we are trying to identify the right candidates for Congress as we want to put in a Congress, the 216th Congress, that will support President Trump and get behind his agenda. One of those people that is running, that is on that platform, is Kevin Kavanaugh, running for Congress, the District 8 in Arizona. He joins me now. Thank you for joining me, Kevin.
Hey, good to be here, Owen.
So you are running on the same type of campaign that Trump was running. If you go to Kevin's website, KavanaughForCongress.com, some of your big, strong points are build the wall, you're pro-life, you're NRA member, strong military, religious freedom, fight Islamic terrorism. So you're going with the same victorious campaign messages that President Trump went with.
That's right. And those programs, those policies are good for America. So that's why I back those conservative policies. Indeed.
Now, coming into Arizona, it's going to be, I think, an interesting one. You've got John McCain, who is having some health struggles. We'll just leave it right there. You've got Senator Jeff Flake, who's stepping down. He's a snowflake. Trump basically forced him to step down. It seems like there could be perhaps a changing of the guard in the Arizona Congress, the Arizona representation right now in the 2018 midterms. What does that look like to you?
Well, the seats or the names you just mentioned are running for the Senate, not the House. So we have Joe Arpaio, who also just announced. So it's Joe Arpaio and Kelly Ward. And there's a third name, Martha McSally, who may also run. So I think one way or another, we're going to get a good conservative in the Senate.
Now, what are you seeing so far on the ground with your campaign? Does it seem like these messages are resonating with the people of Arizona?
Yeah, absolutely. We go door to door and we talk to people. We have a kind of a low budget campaign because I'm non-establishment. I have not been elected before, so it's less likely you get a bunch of big money donations. And actually, that's better. That's the way America should work. Individuals should leave their businesses, their farms, their households, and go and serve in Congress and do a great job and then leave and not be attached to all the big money, the PACs, all that strings attached money. Just do the best thing for America. So I'm pretty excited to be able to attempt this in Arizona.
Now, the campaign is really just starting to heat up now as we enter 2018. You're really starting to hit the ground running here. How's it going for you so far? I mean, what does it look like? Is it looking good for you? Is it looking good for Republicans? Is this something you feel like you can go forward with?
I do indeed. I switched districts. I was running in District 1, and you know that Trent Franks just left his seat. And for a non-establishment Republican, it's an opportunity to win a district that's geographically compact, whereas District 1 is 56,000 square miles. District 8 is about 7,000 square miles. So I've switched districts, and it's one that's winnable for a person like myself, a deplorable candidate, a regular guy. I left my job as the deputy chief on the Pinal County Sheriff's Office of administration there, and I put it all on the line to get to Washington to help fix our problems in this country, and then I'll do two or three terms and come home and as people should and be a regular person and not collect a paycheck for life from the government.
Yeah, that's how it was meant. Career politicians was never meant to be an actual career. I'm curious, right, though, and perhaps you haven't had to deal with this yet. Maybe you will in the future, I would imagine, especially running as a conservative. But what has the press been like? Have you had liberal press attacking you? Have you had Democrats attacking you, attacking your family? This is something I'm starting to see more common now. Have you experienced that?
Absolutely. We had two campaign vans. One had all my information on it and had the Republican elephant logo, and it was vandalized. And as far as the media goes, there was an article that came out that said I was under federal investigation by the Office of Special Counsel. Well, if you know anything about the Office of Special Counsel, that's not a criminal investigation agency. They look into simple violations of what's called the Hatch Act. And the alleged violation that the newspaper reported was that I had taken my picture with an Army surplus truck, and the allegation in the newspaper was that I had an employee of the sheriff's office take that picture. There was no investigation. The newspaper article was entirely untrue. And they printed a retraction, which was great. But later, they printed a link to the story, or they published a link to the original story again. So they're doubling down on the lies. So we have to get used to this, and it's just part of you're running against the liberal leftist machine. You're running against the media. You're running against big money, big Washington. And so I'm thankful that there's a chance here that a regular guy can go to Congress and get things squared away.
You know, that's amazing to me. I mean, we're just now entering 2018, and the dirty tactics, you're already having to deal with that. You know, coming from working in the sheriff's department, having your van vandalized, I mean, tell me a little bit more about that. What did they do, slash the tires? Did they scrape up the logos? What did they do?
They scratched the paint, got inside, and tore everything apart, and threw all sorts of things all over the van.
So just totally trashed it.
Yeah.
Very mature behavior, obviously, from your opponents. But I'm just curious, you know, this is kind of going down a jag. If you don't feel comfortable talking about this, I understand. But to me, this is a hate crime. I mean, to me, this is a blatant hate crime. They only did that to your van because it had a conservative message on it. This seems to be the case across the nation now. I mean, how is it they're able to get away with this stuff?
Well, you know, people are really passionate about politics on both sides, and sometimes folks take it too far. And so, so it's not right, but we just have to deal with it and adjust our strategy. My new van has my name, has the flag, but I didn't put the Republican logo on it, to kind of avoid, making it a target. Slows them down a little bit.
So there they are. The violent liberals basically censoring your free speech because you don't want to have a bunch of vans get broken into and smashed. I would imagine if you put something with Trump's name on there too, it would probably be even worse.
Yeah, we had some volunteers helping and they were talking about what happens to their vehicles when they have Trump stickers. And so some of them said they have magnetics. They take them on and off when they park the car. So it's too bad. You know, we ought to be able to have reasonable discourse in America and talk to each other about the issues that we can face and confront and solve. We're never going to, both sides, left and right, are never going to agree on particularly social issues and things, but we can agree that we have a terribly wasteful federal government, and spending is out of control. And so we can start agreeing on these things and work toward those solutions and agree to disagree on some social issues. And but we can't agree on socialism. Obamacare is socialism. It's bad for the country. It's bad for healthcare. It's been tried all over the world. So it's not good that Republicans, conservatives should agree on that. We should work to eliminate that. If states want to provide wall-to-wall healthcare for their citizens, that's up to the states. They can do that. But it is not the responsibility of the federal government to do that.
Well, wait a second, Kevin. I don't understand why you're slamming socialism so much. I mean, everybody is leaving the United States in droves right now to go to Venezuela. I mean, everybody loves socialism so much, they're all moving to Venezuela right now. Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, no, everybody's moving here because of capitalism. Oh, that's right. It's America where people want to go, not the socialist utopias. Well, I got to tell you, Kevin, you're exhibiting some extreme patience in dealing with these people. I know that if I had a campaign van vandalized and smashed into, I think I would be a little bit more upset, but it's nice that you're able to take it with a smile. Again, our guest is Kevin Kavanaugh, the website KavanaughForCongress.com. He's running in District 8 of Arizona. We're going to do another segment with Kevin on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're trying to inform our audience who to vote for in the midterms in 2018. Local elections are going to be key. We need a Congress that's going to back President Trump's agenda. 2018 is going to be key. Inform yourself as a voter.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, I've been saying it, and I still feel it's true. The 2018 midterm elections are going to be, I don't know, maybe as important or more important than the 2016 presidential election, especially for getting Trump's agenda through. We know he's been stonewalled in Congress multiple times. He's being forced to make deals. My guest is Kevin Kavanaugh, KavanaughForCongress.com. He is running in District 8 of Arizona. He proudly supports President Trump. He's been dealing with the liberal media and the lies and the violence. That's just what you have to do when you want to run as a conservative. You have to fight not only your opponents, but the media and the Democrat complex. I want to ask you a question on policy, though, Kevin. Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot here today. We put out a Twitter poll yesterday, guys. In fact, if you want to pull up that poll, would you support a DACA deal if, in turn, President Trump was able to build a wall, end chain migration, and end the diversity lottery program? Is that something that you would be in favor of? Just curious.
Well, it just depends on what's in the deal. You know, DACA was an executive order. It wasn't a law. And it really did a disservice to human beings because, while DACA, designed for dream, they call dreamers. A lot of people applied for that program who had no business being a part of it. So the kids who came over here innocently and with their parents were lumped in with all the people who Obama used the program in order to obtain votes. If you remember his discussion on November 6th of 2016, he said to a lady, "We don't connect the voter files and the immigration files. So anyone who votes is a citizen. So and I think this is part and parcel of their of the deceptive plan that the Democrats had. And it is unfair to humans to keep them under their thumb for the rest of their life. You know, DACA made no provision for citizenship, as I recall, for these folks.
No, in fact, it's the exact opposite. We reviewed Obama's statements on that. It's, in fact, the exact opposite. Obama even said, his own words, this is not a path to amnesty, this is not a path to citizenship, and this is temporary. Those are Obama's words.
Yeah, it was just a path to servitude for human beings. My wife is a Mexican citizen. She's got her green card here. She's taking her citizenship test soon. And so, it's not hard to get into the United States legally. It took her about 6 months from date of application to the time she was able to enter the United States. So I have great compassion for the people in Mexico. They're fleeing socialism. I understand that. But we have to secure our border. And so if there's some sort of an arrangement where we can, protect people who are, have been here legitimately, all their lives, were brought here as infants or very small children. I understand that. But my concern is that there'll be a bait and switch, and we will be pressured into some sort of amnesty for people who wouldn't or and shouldn't be here legally or given citizenship or green card status or work status because they came when they were 30 years old. They crossed the border illegally. And so, you know, the right process for those folks is, hey, you entered legally. You understood the risk when you came. So you have to suffer the consequences. But for those people who came here as infants, they know no other life. I have great compassion for those people. But we have to say, look, not without a border wall, not without ending chain migration. I wouldn't sign anything without all those things being done, because in 2018, this is the, I think, our last chance, 2018, 2020. These are our last opportunities to fix migration and border security in this country. I don't think we should wait for the second term of Donald Trump to try to get this done.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially because, I mean, even though I do think President Trump will win a second term, it's not guaranteed. So you got to get as much done while you have him there in office. And hopefully we'll get a Congress in 2018 that will support him. But I completely agree with you. You know, it's always been a strange phenomena to me, the people that believe this. To me, you know, DACA and open borders and having people crossing and coming in illegally, to me, that undermines the immigration system, that undermines the Democrat voting system, which is what people claim to stand for. I mean, I get emails from the ACLU all the time. Voter rights, voter rights. Well, what voter rights do I have if the entire planet Earth can walk into America and vote? Then I don't have a voter right. We don't even have a country. Same thing with immigration. You know, your wife goes through the process. I know that people here at InfoWars go through the legal process of getting visas and working here. That's what you're supposed to do. That makes the process work. That's how we maintain a country. But it undermines that entire process when you let people just completely skip all that.
Right. My wife was approached just prior to the last presidential cycle by a person who is collecting. They wanted voter registration, and they said they're going to help her with citizenship, but she could do the voting first and the citizenship later. And I was actually I was actually interviewed on Telemundo and told them the story, and they kind of poo-pooed it, I thought, a little bit. And they said, well, you don't know what this person looks like. You don't know who this is that told you and the piece of paper you have. They kind of suggested that we made it up. But I said, well, actually, I have the person's name and telephone number, and I know where they live, the person who tried to get my wife to register to vote illegally. But I don't think they ever ran the story, if you can imagine that.
No, actually, it's funny to me because that's them identifying their tactics. You see, they immediately assume you made that up because that's what they do. They make things up. So when they hear you say that, they're like, oh, well, you must have made that up, because that's what they do. Just like they made up the story about you with the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've got to do the right thing. Always do the right thing. If you're a conservative, you're a Republican, that should be what you endeavor to do. And if you go outside those bounds, they're going to hit you hard, because the media, the mainstream media controls the narrative. There's precious few conservative or even just plain fair media outlets. So, excuse me, we've got to be extremely careful about how we operate.
Yeah, and it's not just the biased media out there. We're also now learning what we suspected all along, that Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter are censoring conservatives, trying to silence our voices, quote-unquote shadow banning us. That got exposed today from Project Veritas. Before we let you go out the door here, Kevin Kavanaugh, KavanaughForCongress.com. What's just on your mind? What's on your mind right now here on this Thursday, January 11, 2018? What's the biggest news story to you?
Well, you know, I think the biggest news story is probably we've got to secure the border. I haven't watched news lately. I've been really working hard on the campaign trail. So, someone said that Joe Arpaio joined the race. I didn't get that through media. I got that through word of mouth. So I'm not watching the news in the last few days.
Okay, so you're really busy with the campaign, trying to get into office and make sure that Trump's agenda moves forward in 2018 and beyond.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's what we need, and we hope that we can get enough people in Arizona to know who you are. So if you're an audience member in Arizona, Kevin Kavanaugh, the website KavanaughForCongress.com. He proudly supports Trump and his agenda, and we hope we can get him in Congress in 2018. Kevin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Take care.
And as you know, if you've been following the War Room, myself and Roger Stone, this is a challenge, this is an agenda that we have taken upon ourselves here on the War Room to identify strong conservative candidates who aren't neocons, who aren't rhinos, and who will support President Trump's agenda moving forward. And it's very important to inform yourself as a voter. And we're only able to do this, spend all this time, get this crew, get this staff, and get these great guests because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we just released another new product at InfoWarsStore.com. And look at that. Because we've got the new movie, it's already down from the front fold, the immune wall. But now, look at that. How about Mike Norris's film up there at the top of the fold? We'll give that a plug. Crossroads of Hunter Wilde. You can order that at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't think you can get that anywhere else. I was talking to Mike, and they're only selling this thing privately right now. So this is probably one of the only places, maybe exclusively, where you can get Mike Norris's new film, The Crossroads of Hunter Wilde. And then, of course, we've got the great specials. I mean, this is absurd. Free shipping. We still have free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you please take advantage of this. All right, so 50% off CellForce, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off the Real Red Pill. And I'll tell you this, Super Male Vitality is 50% off as well. We just found something out about Super Male Vitality. I mean, we knew how powerful Super Male Vitality was. I take Super Male Vitality, but we didn't know it was this powerful. So on the other side of this break, we're going to expose how powerful Super Male Vitality really is. 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed
I drive. Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
I said the joint was rocking, going round.
Okay, we knew that Super Male Vitality was powerful. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and we knew that this product was uber powerful, but oh my gosh, we didn't know it was this powerful.
Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Am I getting through? Alex, Andrew's my code name. From the year 2076. I got access to the globalist immortality formula, but they sold the formula for super male vitality, so we got some problems here. It's only a matter of time before they find out where our HQ is and try to mind erase us. I'm telling you, you need to destroy the secret formula for super male vitality right now. Stop selling it. The globalists get their hands on it, you're partly to blame for the destruction of humanity.
Well, listen, I mean, if it's made up gossip or that I have crooked toenails, I have to admit it's true. But I don't know where you're going with this, but if it's something about me, just go ahead and say it and we'll move on. But we're talking about government and big establishment hoaxes today and things that are going on. But we don't string your calls. If people want to bring something up, go ahead, just bring it up.
You're part of the hoax, Alex. They're using you. I have a limited window to use the time phone. They steal the super male vitality. The globalists and the trendies now have increased muscle mass due to the sheer effectiveness of the supplement, and it has to stop. Today's the day they're set to merge with machines, and this is our last-ditch effort to reach out to you. Stop selling the supplements if you care at all about the fate of the human species. We fled to the Australian outback. The government has eyes everywhere else. They might have intercepted this phone call, too.
Well, let me ask you a question. What is it, like 7 or 8 in the morning there, or 6 in the morning? What time is it in Australia?
It's 4 a.m., and I haven't gotten sleep in 3 days.
And I'm going to ask you a question. Are you either very sleepy or have you had some beer?
Destroy the formula for super male vitality, you pathetic scum weasel. Quit insulting me. I'm not drunk. I'm trying to wake you up.
Well, listen, you're awesome. Boil down then what the hoax is, because I'm just having trouble making out what you're saying.
You're unknowingly putting out the fires of liberty, and I'm trying to prevent you from destroying everything that the grace of God has made so free and beautiful. Get that through your head. Get your head out of your ass and defeat the globalists with me. You better not hang up on me. I swear if you do, I will find you and stomp your teeth in.
No. Hold on. You're creating a paradox to say I'm lying or to say I won't tell something, and then you're on air and you won't tell us. What is it?
Holy hell. I'd rather a time paradox than having Barack Obama cover himself in a bulletproof metal alloy outer shell after he merges with a velociraptor. You'd feel real goddamn stupid trying to come at me through the time paradox point, man. I won't even exist if you do your duty as a lover of freedom.
This is a hilarious call because you're saying I won't say what it is, but you're on air and you won't say. You're stonewalling.
I'm telling you everything I know, Alex. You just keep ignoring the truth. Hillary Clinton literally controls the force of gravity in this dimension. Everyone is hooked into the predictive hive mind, and they knew I'd be making this call around 15 minutes before I even made it. That's how serious the situation is, Alex, and you're acting like you don't even care. I've got thousands of patriots here waiting on you to take action. It's only a matter of time before the globalists arrive and take us all out. Just say that you'll incinerate the formula and destroy all your inventory. Will you destroy the formula, yes or no? You need to refuse to share this powerful chemical compound with the rest of the world.
Well, listen, I'm going to have to let you go because it's not fair to sit here and do this, okay? You got 30 seconds from Australia there with your ice cold beer to tell me right now why you're not sharing it. No, seriously. You got 30 seconds.
We're not sharing it because Bill Gates has ascended into the sky and become a second sun in our solar system, throwing the entire universe out of order, and you're sitting there on your high horse talking about giving the enemy what they need to flatten us. Justin Bieber opened up a black hole that's set to engulf Earth in a matter of weeks. This is an emergency transmission. It's the supplements, Alex. It's not enough to just defect from the system. Super Male Vitality is the final key to unlocking our worst fears. The spirit of justice is gone. It's these chemicals that finally give the New World Order enough power to establish a hierarchy of evil demon spawn. They've dragged Satan out of hell itself, and various pushers of globalism were absorbed into his being. And they will try to torture you and your family for the sheer thrill of it if you don't listen to me right now.
Carol, what happens when enough of us defect from the system? We build a new, better system, and that's what we need is renewal in the cycle. So that's the answer, is we need to be individuals, and that's what the system fears, and I totally agree with you. You got 10 seconds if there's anything else.
They are psychically connected to everyone on Earth right now.
All right, folks, get the Super Male Vitality before we have to shut it down because it's too powerful.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Is the War
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, and I want to thank Harrison Smith of the InfoWars crew for that extraordinary video. We are happy to report that only moments ago, my attorneys hung up with the lawyers for the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, the committee has submitted a letter to us with a long series of questions that pertain to alleged Russian collusion. Now, sadly, if the members of the staff or the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee would simply read my sworn under oath statement before the House Intelligence Committee, I have answered every single one of their questions. Yet, they want to keep coming back for more. You would think they would have the good sense to say, no mas, but now they want me to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee at the end of the month. I will be more than happy to attend voluntarily. No subpoena necessary. I need to question Senator Feinstein directly about her wanton, open violation of law and the fact that she released the testimony yesterday of the Fusion GPS spy, Glenn Simpson, clearly done so that all future witnesses can coordinate and synchronize their testimony in order to avoid perjury. No person is above the law. That means Senator Feinstein. When she is going to be prosecuted, I would like to know. I'm going to assume that Jeff Sessions is sleeping, and therefore I ache for my moment in front of her committee so that I can ask her why she thinks she is above the law and why she should not be the one answering questions under oath. This just in from our conversations with the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. Owen, it's extraordinary that these people don't know when they're beat and why Senator Feinstein wants to continue to squander the taxpayers' money on a bogus investigation that has produced nothing other than evidence of their own incompetence just boggles the mind.
Well, I got to tell you, I've seen some of the strangest stories ever today. I didn't even see that last one that the crew just pulled up. Did you see this, Roger? Senator Feinstein is blaming a bad cold for handling of the Fusion GPS transcript. They still can't even get their story right because Glenn Simpson came out and said that it was he that requested Feinstein release the transcript, but now she's doubling down saying, well, I just had a bad cold. Well, what does that even mean? What do you mean you had a bad cold? So you can't think?
Well, at her advanced age, perhaps that is the issue. Really, it is long past the time for her to leave that Senate seat and let someone younger and more vital take up the challenge of representing the Golden State in the United States Senate. This thing has become an extraordinary charade, a waste of the taxpayers' money. Seeing talking heads like the hapless Adam Schiff on television arguing that this inquiry should continue despite the fact that he and his hapless colleagues have not yet produced a scintilla of evidence that shows actual Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. The entire meme grows tedious. They're empty-handed. They have nada, nothing, zero, zip. Zilch, yet they continue to waste our time with this extraordinary line of inquiry. Hard to believe.
Well, and the one thing that's interesting, if they have anything at all, if they want to point to any quote-unquote Russian collusion, the only thing that they have right now is Veselnitskaya, the Russian lawyer. Oh, but they can't use that because Fusion GPS was already working with Veselnitskaya. Veselnitskaya has been working with Fusion GPS forever. So is Fusion GPS guilty of treason too? Of course not. That's not what they're going to say. So, Roger, they have nothing. And the only interesting ripple about this, not that I disagree with you, it's been a total waste of taxpayer dollars. However, if in the end this investigation leads to the indictment of those responsible for the dirty dossier, it might turn out to be a blessing in disguise.
Well, from your mouth to God's ear, the problem, of course, is that while the Democrats are in power, they know how to weaponize the judiciary. What my colleague Tyler Nixon calls lawfare, which is a use of the judicial process to essentially achieve political ends. You don't need to have real evidence. You know, don't need to have real proof. Last night on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow repeated yet again the defamation that MSNBC now has absolute proof of Roger Stone's trafficking with the Russians to steal the DNC emails and give them to WikiLeaks. Rachel, you can't even prove that the Russians hacked the DNC, never mind proving that I had anything else to do with it. This is why no one's watching MSNBC. This is why people think Rachel Maddow is a ridiculous cow. There's no credibility. There's no accountability. They just go on and they promulgate fake news without facts or evidence to try to prop up their waning ratings. They put the tard in libtard.
Well, why would she even make a claim like that? I mean, it's so unsubstantiated. And I mean, you've already got, I mean, you're neck deep in litigation right now. The last thing you need on your hands is another lawsuit to deal with the circus freak Rachel Maddow. But I mean, goodness gracious, do they not understand that there is a consequence to blatantly libeling people and slandering their name?
Well, evidently not. Look, I'm not looking for another lawsuit. I've already got to defend against the phony lawsuit by Project Democracy, which claims falsely that I somehow coordinated with the Russians to steal the DNC emails and give them to WikiLeaks. It's as fake in front of the court as it is in front of the House Judiciary Committee. It is a charge without foundation. Yet that doesn't stop the talking heads at MSNBC from repeating this lie over and over again. Yes, I had no choice. I have asked my attorneys to examine Maddow's claims to see if they are actionable. The truth is that Project Democracy is beating up on Roger Stone in order to raise money. Speaking of raising money, my legal costs have now hit over $500,000. Between the House committee, the Senate committees, and this bogus lawsuit, they seek to bankrupt and silence me. You, my friends, can go to stonedefensefund.com to help the Stone family out of this bind. Believe me, folks, I wish I could bear these legal expenses by myself, but I am not a person of wealth, and I have no choice but to appeal to the Info Warriors. You're at the War Room with Owen Scheuer and Roger Stone, and we will be right back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. The entire mainstream media and the cognoscenti have gone gaga over the idea that TV talk show host and liberal media icon Oprah would challenge President Donald J. Trump in 2020. A novel idea. I guess some people believe that because Trump came to politics from outside the world of career politicians, perhaps the Democrats' best chance would be to anoint a candidate who, like Trump, comes from the world of entertainment. After all, other than building one of the greatest real estate empires in the history of American business, Trump was steeped in the entertainment business. A 15-season syndicated network television show, his beauty pageants, his wrestling contests, and so on. It, perhaps they think if it worked for Trump, well, maybe it'll work for Oprah. By anyone's admission, however, Florida, the Sunshine State, is a key factor in any future presidential race. And now we have, brought to us by the Central Florida Post, a shocking new poll commissioned by Dixie Strategies, one of the most respected and accurate polling firms in the state of Florida and indeed in the country. Joining me now, Brian Graham, a managing partner at Dixie Strategies, to discuss this stunning new statewide Florida poll. Brian, welcome to the War Room.
Thanks for having me, Roger.
So I'm gonna jump to you because we all know that a poll is a snapshot in time, and this is hot off the presses. This is a survey you have just conducted statewide, and there's many interesting and telling statistics here. Why don't you tell us what you found? Let's begin with the number of voters that you sampled, how they were chosen, and the stunning results.
Well, if you look at the poll, you will see that 785 voters were sampled. I can actually tell you that my business partner, John Woodard, and I were discussing the poll prior to going out into the field, and both of us thought that Oprah and Donald Trump would actually be pretty close. We were actually incorrect in our original assumptions, and when the data came back, it showed that Donald Trump leading Oprah by a 2-to-1 margin. Now, of course, there's also a large segment of people that said they would vote for a third party, and there are some folks who are undecided. most likely, if it did come down to a Trump versus Winfrey race, assuming Winfrey would run as a Democrat, then the two parties would probably congeal a little bit more, and you would see the breakdown a little more along party lines. But what it shows me, just initially, is that people in Florida are not taking Oprah Winfrey seriously as a candidate for president.
So specifically, as I read the results, you have incumbent President Donald Trump at 47.91%. Let's call it 48%. You have Oprah Winfrey at 23.95. Let's call it 24. That's a pretty healthy thumping. But as you delve into the internal numbers, what's interesting to me is that Trump seems to hold his base, Republicans, with much greater efficiency than she seems to be able to move in on Democrats. Tell us about that.
What it shows me is that Democrats, if you look at the data, it looks like Democrats are not necessarily excited in the state of Florida about an Oprah Winfrey candidacy, whereas Trump is keeping his base. Oprah has not seemed to solidify the anti-Trump segment of the population there. And the folks that would be excited about an Oprah presidency or an Oprah candidacy, I should say, does not seem to be as great as many would have you believe.
Now, what I like about your polling is you're not just looking for the headline and the head-to-head numbers, but you delve into potential arguments that can be used for or against the candidates. Most interestingly, when you asked about Oprah Winfrey's close personal relationship with Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood producer now accused of sexual harassment, what did you learn?
We learned that many voters would be less likely to vote for Oprah Winfrey if they knew that she was and had a close personal relationship with Harvey Weinstein, which she did. So the reason why we did that is because when you look at President Trump, most people know his negatives. Oprah Winfrey is a celebrity, a star, which most people really don't consider her negatives. When you start, you know, running for office, everything bad about you comes out. And so we figured we would throw out a question that was recent and newsworthy, such as Harvey Weinstein and Oprah's close affiliation with Harvey.
Well, and as I read the numbers here, 45% of her voters are less likely to vote for her when the Weinstein question is introduced. You make an excellent point. I think it would be fair to say, based on my political experience, that Oprah is probably at her high water point at this instant. No one has introduced any negative information about her into the marketplace. And therefore, it would be safe to say that this benchmark poll shows her probably at her greatest strength. Now, turning to the U.S. Senate race, you also had some startling information. It's widely thought here in Florida that Governor Rick Scott, among the least popular governors in the country, is thinking about a U.S. Senate matchup with incumbent U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, a man that many people think actually passed away many decades ago, and no one's told him about it. This guy is so boring, I'd rather watch paint dry, yet the results of your poll are startling. Tell us about that matchup.
The very same people who are saying they're, you know, for Donald Trump and somewhat for Oprah Winfrey are choosing much more narrowly. As you see, there's much less undecideds between a Rick Scott and a Bill Nelson race. And Bill Nelson actually has the edge. A lot of folks in Florida think of Bill Nelson as being a little less partisan than a lot of Democrats. And so you'll see that in the polling numbers, he actually does a little better with Democrats than Rick Scott does, or a little better with Republicans than Rick Scott does with Democrats.
All right. Well, Brian Graham from Dixie Strategies, thank you for joining us on the War Room with this incredible news-breaking poll. We're most grateful, and we invite you back down the road. We'll be right back.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Center. Yes, it's the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Many of you are familiar with the fact that at the end of last year, I was banned in all perpetuity by Twitter. Adding insult to injury, Twitter has allowed a number of faux Roger Stone poseurs, to set up feeds on Twitter and post defamation and defamatory comments. Here is one that was so vile, so obscene, we were forced to redact part of it. Let's show that, if we may. Yes, the folks at Twitter have no shame. Yesterday, we showed you an extraordinary video. We can take that down. Revealed the braggarts working at Twitter telling the cameras of Project Veritas and my good friend James O'Keefe boasting about their hatred for Donald Trump and their attempts to undermine him, not to mention their willingness with glee to censor anyone who disagrees with them. They say they are the marketplace, the town square, but it seems to me that the town square is being vilely censored. Now, my good friend Milo and I will be, as I said last year, joining in the mother of all lawsuits against Twitter. No, Twitter, I'm not going to tell you the exact cause of action or where it's going to be filed. You'll find out when you're served. My friend Milo announced this only minutes ago. Let's roll some of that.
Twitter. Now, Twitter, we have said, those in the conservative corners of the universe for years, but Twitter was enforcing arbitrary, unfair political rules on conservatives and libertarians, and in particular on Trump supporters. And we wanted to know all kinds of things, really. Twitter is notoriously tight-lipped about its policies. Thanks to James O'Keefe at Project Veritas, we now have incontrovertible evidence of many of the things that we have long suspected. In fact, some of you may remember that I broke the story in Breitbart in February 2016, that Twitter was doing something called shadow banning, which basically means they limit the extent to which your posts can be seen by other people, but they don't tell you you've done it, and they don't tell anyone else that they've done it either. So it limits the reach, your effectiveness, your ability to get your message out to your audience, but nobody knows. And the only people who could plausibly, conceivably reveal any information like that are within Twitter and aren't talking. Well, some of them are talking now. And the Project Veritas team got a they got Twitter employees to say in response to this in response to the statement, I've tried to like block people like Cernovich, meaning Mike Cernovich, and mute stuff like that. They still show up all the time. This is a Project Veritas journalist pretending to be upset that they were receiving tweets from Mike Cernovich despite the fact that they had no interest in him. To which the Twitter employee, Olinda Hassan, replied, yeah, that's something we're working on. It's something we're working on. We're trying to get the shitty people to not show up. It's a product thing we're working on. Well, I broke the story, as I say, in 2016. And what I wrote at the time was rumors that Twitter has begun shadow banning politically inconvenient users are running rampant and have been confirmed by one current Twitter employee and one media company executive. So we knew this in February 2016. Of course, after reporting that a few months later, I was myself completely banned. And our story was backed up by a senior editor at a major digital publisher. Now, Twitter's mysterious habits aren't just frustrating technical mysteries, this little black box of Twitter where they build all these algorithms to try to punish conservatives. They also have unwritten policy rules. And it's in the unwritten policy rules that the real damage is done, because Twitter won't explain what its abuse and harassment policies are really for. Because if it was honest about it, it would explain that they're actually just designed to punish conservatives and libertarians and to privilege the opinions of liberals in many cases. Yes, that's the guy in charge in question. In many cases, liberals who are far more divisive, hateful, and obnoxious than the people that they are complaining about on Twitter. And the double standards by now are well understood and well established. No no reasonable person looking at the body of evidence can claim that Twitter treats conservatives and liberals equally. But we now have incontrovertible testimony from the people inside the building themselves that that is precisely what has been happening.
There you have it. My good friend Milo will be joining me in a mega lawsuit against the Twitter censorship Nazis. Yes, Jack, we're coming for you. Your employees that like to talk so much, they can talk under oath ad nauseum. This is an extraordinary act of censorship. I'm tired of seeing fake Roger Stone saying on Twitter that I beat my wife. I'm tired of your war of to silence us. And joining me now and in the next segment is super lawyer Tyler Nixon for his take on exactly what's going on here. Tyler, welcome back to the War Room.
What a happy day, Roger. It's great to be with you as always.
What was your take on that Project Veritas video?
I think that James O'Keefe may emerge as the greatest journalist of his generation. That investigative reporting would put 60 Minutes to shame at their heyday. It is absolutely a huge public service, has done amazing things, in my opinion, for the advancement of free speech and the fight against corporate censorship and deceit, frankly, the way Twitter has operated this whole scam behind the scenes, behind the curtain, that has significantly damaged significant voices in our body politic in the United States. You know, Lord Acton's famous phrase that, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely couldn't be more epitomized in the way Twitter has dealt with Milo, has dealt with you, and so many others who are not as, of such prominence, but yet who have suffered the same treatment, the same arbitrary, which laughably they call permanent suspension, which is effectively termination. I don't think they want to use such a harsh language, but that's exactly what it is. They've essentially deleted people from the body politic, from the conversation, in the hopes that that will advance their ulterior leftist, fascist big government agenda. And I think they've shot themselves in the foot, as is always the case with overreaching authoritarian leftists. They have bit off more than they can chew, and they have frankly awakened the sleeping giant.
Well, we are going to go to break, and on the other side, we'll be back with Tyler Nixon. All right. Okay. Well, Tyler, I have the highest possible regard for your legal acumen. You were one of the architects of my recent victory in a defamation case in New York City, where we actually went to a Manhattan jury completely dominated by liberal Democrats, but got an entirely fair verdict against this hapless gadfly, Warren Redlich. Looking ahead, how do you think the Twitter employees will hold up on the witness stand, given the Project Veritas video?
Well, I was struck, Roger, by, you look at these large corporations, you think, well, there must be some team of, like, top people behind the scenes who are carefully managing a very explicit policy, and that this is, these are professionals. It is exactly the opposite, and I couldn't be more...
Tyler, we're going to come back to you on the other side.
CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yes, you're at the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, and we're talking with super lawyer Tyler Nixon about Twitter's war of censorship and the coming legal consequences. Before we go back to this discussion, though, I want to take the opportunity to remind you that we here at InfoWars are completely and totally listener and viewer sponsored. We don't have any secret right-wing fat cats standing in the wings writing us big checks for the extraordinary expansion that Alex Jones has mapped out here at InfoWars. If you're enjoying this expanded programming, The War Room, or Real News with David Knight every morning, we need your support. And by going now to the InfoWars store, you can support the fight for freedom. My new favorite product, which arrived this morning and which I have already dosed up on, is ImmuneWall. Folks there at the InfoWars crew know that I've been fighting the flu, which seems to be out there and rampant in our community, and therefore it was a welcome relief to get my delivery of ImmuneWall. ImmuneWall is an extraordinary formula that includes the best of the old and new. Yes, it has a cutting-edge modern nutraceuticals like zinc, but also has organic olive leaf, a traditional immunity booster going back centuries, organic mushrooms including reishi and shiitake, which have been used in Chinese medicine for centuries to boost the immunity, organic orange and lemon peel, and other first-rate, highly effective ingredients. Now, this will boost your body's own natural immunity. It helps support not only the healthy functioning of your immune system, but your general health and wellness. It assists in boosting your overall vitality, and it helps you reduce fatigue. I took my first dose this morning, and candidly, I feel better already. And now it's at a 25% discount, a new introductory rate. So I urge you to go to the InfoWars store now, and if not ImmuneWall, look at the other extraordinary specials we are running. You will always find that the InfoWars products are the very best on the marketplace. You can go to Walmart, you can go to CVS, you can go to Walgreens, and you can find products that claim to be and claim to do what we say. But what you'll find is that Alex Jones will put nothing on the InfoWars store site that isn't rigorously tested and proven to be the best of the genre. We're not using cheap fillers. We're not using second-rate ingredients. If you want the very best of the all-natural products, or if you're looking for First Amendment t-shirts or books or other terrific products that help us finance the fight for freedom, go to the InfoWars store now. Do us a favor. Do yourself a favor. As Alex Jones likes to say, it's a 360-degree win. Owen, you're welcome to jump in on this conversation. We've still got Tyler Nixon on the line talking about the legal peril that Twitter is facing down the road.
Well, I'll just chime in real quick, and then let's get back to Tyler. You know, the lawsuit that yourself and Milo are involved in right now, Roger, I feel like just got a lot more gasoline, if you will. Really, it's kind of like nuclear-powered now, and really, it's just beginning. I think that Project Veritas is going to release even more damning videos on Twitter in the future. But, you know, Tyler, I know you were getting into it in the last segment, but what kind of fuel does this add to this lawsuit? And can this be submitted as evidence?
Well, Owen, you've nailed it. And, you know, I just looking at the bigger picture, you can't help but feel, as the I'm sure the founding fathers did when they fought tyranny, that there's a certain amount of providence at play here. And, you know, the bottom line is this, as I was saying at the end of the last segment, you think that behind the curtain that these folks are have some level of systematic meticulousness that, you know, when they're literally toying with people's lives and livelihoods, that there would be an actual process and an actual, you know, seriousness about it. But what we have found now, and thank you, James O'Keefe, who is, as I said, just really an incredibly talented and brave journalist, is that it's not any of that. It's basically amateurish, juvenile, ad hoc, arbitrary, every terrible thing that you can think of in terms of a so-called applying so-called standards. I mean, these aren't standards. This is completely arbitrary. And what it does is basically give us an insight into this, what Milo said, you know, was, and we know is a very secretive, covert process that they go through that he said, won't explain. Well, now we know why they won't explain it, because it's inexplicable, because it's completely arbitrary, because it's just made up based on whoever. If you watch the video, that one individual who was the guy who would ban accounts just said, yeah, I'll just, you know, whatever I feel like doing, I'll decide based on my own politics. And if the person I send it to up the line agrees with that, then that's the case. They get banned. I mean, it's worse than incompetence, despicable, because they're defending treating it as though it has some sort of like, well, we've got, you know, these standards that we're applying for decency for whatever content, and it's worse than that. It's not even standards at all. And I think this is just, I mean, James O'Keefe has given a huge, huge boost to everyone out there who has suffered at the hands of these Twitterazzis, as I'd like to call them, you know, the people who run around censoring in totally arbitrary terms. And they're very casual and just basically brazen about it. I mean, just the way they talked in those interviews, even though they were, you know, thought they were talking to one-on-one people, still, just the way they approached it. Is just really, really something that the Twitter management as well as their legal team should really reconsider whether they want to push the envelope here and have these people deposed, because I guarantee you there's a lot worse than what we've seen. I mean, that's just a little snapshot. Who knows?
Well, and I can tell you, I can tell you already, I know that in the future, Twitter is going to be exposed by Project Veritas for going through private messages and actually hoarding nude pictures of people and perhaps using it as blackmail. God. That's what's going to drop next. But let me just say this, and I want to hear your comment on this, Roger, because you've already been completely banned off Twitter. I still have my Twitter account. About a month ago, I tried to organize with other conservatives that have huge followings on Twitter. Actually, it was going to happen. I don't remember when the day that the Twitter big ban was supposed to happen, or the Twitter purge, as it was called, but I was trying to organize conservatives on Twitter to have a group effort of a Twitter boycott where on the same day we would all leave Twitter for Gab. I could never get anyone behind that. Nobody wanted to do it, and I get it. You've got your followers on Twitter. But I'm done now. In fact, I've just decided it's been weighing me. I'm done. I don't care about Twitter anymore. I don't care that I have the following built on Twitter. I'm boycotting Twitter because what are we doing? Why would we not be boycotting these people that want to make us disappear? Why would we provide these people with content that don't have the common respect for us to give us a fair platform and give us free speech? So, you know what? I'm done. By next week, you can follow me on Gab. I'm done with Twitter. You're not going through my private messages. You're not going through and censoring me and shadow banning me. So, you know what? If the other conservatives don't want to do it, fine. Stay on Twitter. Stay on the anti-free speech platform. I'm done.
Well, let me speak to that, Owen, because I've not been talking about our impending lawsuit. That's because Tyler Nixon and I have been interviewing some of the meanest, most effective, most aggressive attorneys in the country today. We've been listening to various legal theories. We think they're vulnerable on a whole host of different issues. I can't wait till our lawyers take on their candy-ass white shoe lawyers who try to defend the indefensible. That's why I've moved over to Minds and Gab, where you can follow me, and I am very aggressively posting so people can keep up with my activities. But I refuse to leave the battlefield. I will bring Jack and the boys at Twitter to their knees, along with my good friend Milo and my most aggressive attorney, Tyler Nixon, and others. This fight has just begun. We will not be silenced, not by Twitter, not by Facebook, not by Google, not by anyone on the tech left. We're coming for you, Jack. We're coming for you. And we will fight this out, not just in the courts, but on every front. You're in the right place, the War Room. We appreciate your joining us today. And we ask you again, go to the InfoWars store to support the fight for freedom. Many thanks. I will work to elevate you just enough to bring it down.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level.
boost your vitality, and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
All right. I'm serious. I'm boycotting Twitter. Me personally, I'm boycotting Twitter. I'm going to make an announcement on Twitter by the end of the week. And I'll give you my Gab account, and I'm just going to move all my social media activity to Gab, because I'm just done with it. I'm just done with it. I mean, I'm sorry. I just feel like a hypocrite. And I get it. It's the battlefield. It's about defeating them on their own battlefield. But here's an idea. If we all left, Twitter would die. Do you realize if every one of the biggest conservatives on Twitter left by tomorrow, Twitter's stock would plummet? That's how we defeat Twitter, in my opinion. So I'm boycotting it. I'm going to make an official announcement on Twitter by the end of the week. And if you want to follow me on Twitter still, you can follow me at The War Room Show. But as far as my personal account, I'm going to shut that down until Roger Stone owns Twitter, or until Twitter makes a public statement about admitting they're not free speech and that they censor conservatives. So if you want to submit a meme to War Room Memes about boycotting Twitter, at War Room Memes, tweet it at War Room Memes. We will retweet you. The poll of the day, is it time to boycott Twitter? And it's not even close. The majority of our audience says yes. All right. I got some news I got to get to here. So that's going to be the agenda for the rest of the show. But first, I just got to say this. I hate saying the phrase liberal because it's not fair anymore. But for the sake and for the lack of a better phrase, I'm just going to say liberal. Liberals have taken the words perseverance, challenges, obstacles, and difficulty, and they've spun them, twisted them, concocted them, and changed them into racism, oppression, and victimhood. See, perseverance and challenges and obstacles and difficulty is part of life. That's what you get for being alive. It's called the human experience. Maybe someone has it easier than you. Maybe not. But the point is, you overcome challenges, you overcome obstacles, you overcome difficulty, you persevere. But what the left has done is they've taken those terms and they've replaced them with racism, oppression, and victimhood. So instead of somebody saying, wow, this is a really difficult time, but I'm going to persevere. Instead of somebody saying, look at these obstacles I have, doesn't matter, it's not going to stop me. They say, oh my gosh, I'm a victim of racism. Oh my gosh, I'm a victim of oppression. No, snowflake, life is tough. Fight on. So I just wanted to get that off of my chest. Hey, so Trump just made headlines for allegedly saying some countries are poop holes. I'm paraphrasing. What, are you going to deny that Somalia is a poop hole? Or that, I mean, it's nothing about the people. It's sad. I mean, it's sad that Haiti gets wiped out by, you know, landslides and earthquakes. It's sad. But you know, I'm out. But they're gonna make Trump look like a bad guy for that. But real quick, let's push through some of this news. GOP negotiators say Trump aide Stephen Miller is standing in the way of an immigration deal. Stephen Miller! Woo! Ha ha! Oh, Trump flashes around and nobody thinks Stephen Miller's in the background actually stopping the deal from going through. How do you like it? Stephen Miller might be a genius. ICE arrests 21 illegal workers after surprise inspections of 7-Eleven. Oh, I guess that's racist, even though they're the ones that broke the law. House passes key legislation to renew key NSA surveillance program. So we're going to continue to be spied on. That's nice. U.S. resisting deadline for bond hearings for Iraqis. You know what? If you guys could look this up in 30 seconds, you're heroes. But who appointed Judge Mark Goldsmith? Judge Mark Goldsmith blocks the deportation of 1,400 Iraqi nationals that committed crimes. Criminals. He's protecting criminals. That's Judge Mark Goldsmith. I'm banking that's an Obama appointee, but we need to do the research. And then I found this old Time magazine. We Are Americans, asterisk on the cover, just not legally. Who appointed him? It was Obama. So an Obama judge now stands up for Iraqi criminals in the United States.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
I don't want to make a big deal of this story because I don't think it's a story. In fact, I think it might be made up. Trump saying that some people coming from poop hole countries, I'm paraphrasing. The people that CNN sourced for this story weren't even at the meeting. Okay, so they're getting quotes from people quoting Trump at the meeting that they weren't even at. So just beware of fake news from CNN. They do it all the time. All right, so here's the deal. I've got a serious stack of news that I need to cover now, and then I'm going to get into some, let's just say it's a laughing at liberals segment in the next segment, and then Mike Norris joins me in the final two segments to talk about his new film. So you've got this story that is trending. Missouri lawmaker calls on Governor Eric Greitens to resign after affair blackmail allegations. Now, I'm from Missouri. I followed this governor race, and Greitens was not actually the man that I was supporting in that race. But I have to say, since he's gotten in office, I think he's done a very good job, certainly better than Governor Nixon, who was a walking human turd. But now, folks, this is amazing, and this is what my friends in Missouri who lean left are saying. I mean, they can't even get behind this stuff because it's so clearly just a political stunt. They don't care about ruining people's lives. They don't care about ruining the integrity of news. It's all for their own political agenda. It's truly a sick thing. So Jamila Nasheed, this woman is a typical libtard, says, "We must end the culture of corruption. I'm calling on Governor Greitens to resign immediately and give Missouri the opportunity to restore some dignity to the governor's office." Okay, Jay Nixon was the one who was the governor that didn't have dignity. Jay Nixon was such a bad governor, it was pathetic. Jay Nixon was, I could go on Jay Nixon, folks. The guy sucked, just to put it simply. The guy sucked. But here's Jamila Nasheed saying that Greitens need to resign. Let me tell you what happens here. So Governor Eric Greitens, it gets outed that he had an extramarital affair before the election. Well, his wife makes a statement and they make a joint statement and they basically say, we handled this internally. This is a family matter. This is a private matter. This has nothing to do with my husband's politics. This has nothing to do with the state of Missouri. This was a family thing and it's taken care of. Please quit spreading fake news. Please quit coming after me and my family. That includes you, Jamila Nasheed. Now you are a homewrecker, essentially. So congratulations, Jamila Nasheed. You're a homewrecker. And so what happens now is this story takes off. The liberals are attacking. Oh, my gosh, he had an extramarital affair. Well, what business is it of yours? Since when does the left care about extramarital affairs? During Bill Clinton's years? During Anthony Weiner's years? No. Only when it's a Republican. See, they don't even understand. Their bias is so obvious, you can't fool people anymore. You're not fooling anyone. You're all political stuntmen. You're all political hitmen, hatchetmen. Jamila Nasheed, you are now a political hitman. Nothing that you tweet has anything to do with policy. You're another libtard that is using the Me Too movement to attack your political opponents. But you don't really care about actual victims. You don't really care about actual individuals. You don't care about humans. You don't care about families. Because if you did, you would have listened to Greitens' wife, who, by the way, got held up at gunpoint in the city of St. Louis because she was married to the governor. Didn't see anyone talking about them then. Didn't see Jamila Nasheed sticking up for Greitens' wife then. No, Jamila Nasheed just wants to ruin the family. And here's another idea. Why don't you let the people of Missouri decide what they want to do to Greitens in the next election? I bet you, as long as Greitens does not kowtow to this, I bet you he gets elected again. So that will just go to show you how anything that liberals push on, anything that the left pushes on, will fail. So I'm not standing up for whatever behavior Greitens may or may not have been involved in. He's denying any blackmail. I tend to believe him there. But this is going to be another example of an absolute failure from leftist politics. When it's not about politics, it's all about destroying your political opponents and not about policy, not about ideas, not about fixing things. Just destroy, attack, and lie. And the latest conservative victim is Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. So again, why don't you let the people of Missouri decide at the voter booth? And why don't you let the family decide how they handle an extramarital affair? Since when did you care about it? You never cared about it when it was Anthony Weiner. You never cared about it when it was Bill Clinton. And you completely ignore the fact that Harvey Weinstein has one of the biggest donors to the Democrat Party. So, I mean, it's really just sick how these leftists will attack any conservative, and they will never actually produce any political ideas, any original thought, or any policy to actually help their constituency. So State Senator Jamila Nasheed, a Democrat from Missouri, another swamp creature that has no political ideas and only attacks conservatives on their private business. Truly sick, truly pathetic stuff. All right, let me try to move on here. Oh, my gosh. How about Seal slamming Oprah? See, this is why Oprah will never win and why she's never going to run. You have been part of the problem for years. Seal slams Oprah for ignoring rumors against Harvey Weinstein and says she's an example of sanctimonious Hollywood after Golden Globe speech. Ding, 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 ding. Where do I get my latest Seal album? We all just might be a little bit crazy. Or maybe it's just the liberals. So there you go, Oprah. Everybody knows you're a total phony. Oh, but it gets worse. Actress Cadian Noble says that Weinstein used Oprah to seduce her. An aspiring actress, Cadian Noble, says Harvey Weinstein used Oprah Winfrey to dupe her into thinking he would help her with her career, only to use her for sex. So there you go. We told you, yes, Oprah Winfrey pimps out women to Harvey Weinstein. Now it's in the news. This was great from Dave Rubin. He finds this in the Detroit Free Press reports. Women activists in Michigan and elsewhere are making a conscious effort to move away from the hat out of fear. This is the vagina hat. for the Women's March coming up. So they're going to not wear the vagina hat because it, quote, excludes and offends transgender women and gender non-binary people who don't have typical female genitalia, and to women of color because their genitals are more likely to be brown than pink. Oh my gosh, somebody come into the studio right now and slap me. Somebody come in the studio right now and slap me silly for reading this. What about the victims of female genital mutilization? You don't have to come in and slap me. That was going to happen on live television. Maybe I need to be slapped. I mean, my goodness. Who writes this? Who puts on a vagina hat? And then who realizes after a year, like, oh, wow, this vagina hat thing was kind of embarrassing. Let's virtue signal and say we're not going to wear it because we don't want to offend transgender and black women. Five women accuse actor James Franco of inappropriate or sexually exploitive behavior. He may have outed himself when he talked about what he did with a 17-year-old, thinking it was legal when you have to be 18 in the state of California. And let's remember James Franco, one of his best friends, Seth Rogen, has also been accused from underage women of sexually exploitive behavior. And they're good friends, and they're also both totally anti-Trump. So, birds of a feather flock together. Jack Dorsey of Twitter tweets out Sarah Silverman's response to somebody who said that a man that said he was raped by a quote unquote Kevin Spacey type. I'll give Sarah Silverman credit. She's actually trying to help this individual. So she actually is doing something right for once. But it's funny how they mention how it's a Kevin Spacey type character, but nobody seems to be wanting to call out Kevin Spacey. And then, Baltimore is just falling apart. Wife of man attacked by teens during carjacking speaks out about his recovery. So they carjacked the guy and then ran him over with his own car. Baltimore, a Democrat-run city, is totally out of control with drugs and poverty. That's what Democrats do. Look at every inner city that they run.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets.
Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Walmart, I mean, this is just terrible, folks. I mean, this is the type of bad news. This is the tax cut apocalypse that we've been waiting for. Now it comes to fruition. Walmart raises hourly wage to $11 in wake of tax overhaul. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, the stock market keeps hitting records. Oh, companies are giving out bonuses. Oh, companies are returning to manufacturing in America. Oh my gosh, companies are raising their hourly wages. What are we going to do? This tax cut is killing us. Oh my gosh, the economy has returned. We're getting 3% GDP growth. Oh, the tax cut is just so bad. Trump is going to kill the economy. What am I going to do? Oh, wait. I'm not a libtard. So actually, I do like that. Oh, okay, cool. So you don't need to change the minimum wage law to increase the minimum wage. You just need to fix the economy and have a president that doesn't want to destroy this country. So that's nice. I forget who brought this. Oh, Rob Dew brought this into me. Community horrified as cop kills upstanding unarmed citizen traveling to spiritual retreat. So Tyler Miller was shot by, I believe it was an FBI agent, a federal officer, yeah. And they're still waiting to find out what happened. Oh, but guess what? You're not going to hear about it on the news. Do you know why? Because Tyler Miller was white. That's right. You won't hear about Tyler Miller shot to death by a federal officer. You won't hear about Lavoy Finicum shot to death by a federal officer. You won't hear about Isaiah Hammett shot to death in a no-knock raid by police. You won't hear about Kelly Thomas killed by police. No, you never heard any of those names on CNN or MSNBC or any of the liberal media that wants to lambast the cops anytime they kill an innocent person. Nope, you didn't hear any of those names. You know why? Because they're white. And if that doesn't show you that the entire coverage of police violence by liberal media is agenda-driven and racist-based, well, then you just will never get it, will you? All right, we're really going to start laughing at liberals now because these stories are just, whew, wow. Sky News, transgender teenager to get $800,000 from school over toilet ban. A school has to pay almost $1 million to settle a discrimination lawsuit filed by a transgender formal pupil over allegations relating to his use of school toilets. So now one transgender basically runs an entire school. One transgender individual gets to run the entire school and probably almost bankrupt it too. So, you know, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, what do you want? Like, what do you want? I don't even, I mean, it's just, it's so insane. It's like, oh, I just, I'm sorry. These liberals are so out of their mind. Dianne Feinstein blames bad cold for handling a fusion GPS transcript. So now Dianne Feinstein gets a little bit of a cold and forgot how to think. Okay, that's what Dianne Feinstein will have you believe. This is from a CNN editor. The White House would like to inform you the sky isn't blue. Because Donald Trump's White House regularly and without any seeming concern rewrites even the most recent of history to make the chief executive look the smartest, most well-informed, and savvy person on earth. No, he's just doing that because you're so stupid. The effect is jarring. And then you read this story and they don't even provide any evidence or anything at all. And in fact, it's actually the Democrats that would try to tell you the sky isn't blue. So this is again CNN trying to steal our talking point. Trump colluded with Russia. Trump tried to rig the election, when it's like, oh no, that was Hillary Clinton caught red-handed. So that's CNN trying to tell you the sky isn't blue and then telling you Trump's trying to tell you the sky isn't blue and then provides absolutely zero evidence. I can't even read this stuff, man. Senator Warren says President Trump broke America's promise to dreamers. No. Nope. That's just quite simply not what happened at all. America didn't promise anything to dreamers. Zero. And in fact, Elizabeth Warren, if you go back and you listen to what President Obama said about the dreamers, it's temporary. Temporary. President Obama said, this act, DACA, is not a path to citizenship. This is not a path to amnesty. And this is temporary. And then Senator Warren, the fake Indian, total fraud politician, says President Trump broke America's promise to dreamers. America never made any promise to dreamers. But even if you want to make that argument, it was never permanent. In fact, it was promised by Obama that they wouldn't become citizens. So, wow, congratulations to Elizabeth Warren. Every day the sun rises and sets, her IQ somehow goes down. What are you going to do when her IQ hits zero? Can you get a negative IQ? Is that possible? I guess Senator Warren's going to put that to the test. What the Washington Post. In a fast warming world, scientists say recent cold wave was exceptionally weird. Really? So let me get this straight. You're still pushing the false narrative of global warming. A winter storm happens and you just say it's weird because it doesn't go along with your narrative. That's crack journalism right there from the Washington Post. I mean, the Washington Post is really hitting this on the head. The record-crushing cold that rang in 2018 was like a blast from the past that will become increasingly rare. Really? Really? And the polar ice caps will be melted by 2017. The polar bears can't swim. You know, everybody's going to be underwater. I'm going to have beachfront property in the state of Missouri. Oh, wait, none of that happened. So another fake news story from the Washington Post. Facebook developing portal gadget, which will let it put microphones and cameras in people's homes. Well, you've already got that with your cell phone and everything. But Facebook wants to have their own monitor, and they want to have their own Big Brother system. So, yeah, let's just put Mark Zuckerberg right in your house. I'm sure that'll be just fine. This is actually kind of cool, and I can't wait for this to hit the market. Volocopter's air taxi takes flight for first time, and they showed it at the Consumer Electronics Show. Well, I'll just say this. I don't know why driving is so difficult for some people, but honestly, it's shocking how many people don't know how to drive. So I can't wait till I can get my own drone and I don't have to deal with all the people on the road. But then you realize, you know, all of these liberals that are mentally ill, you know, they're driving next to us on the road. So I think that that might have something to do with why all these people can't drive. There's a new sex robot in town. Say hello to Salona. I found this is one of the weirdest things. So you got the creators of this robot just having a passe, calm conversation about fornicating with an inanimate object. Where have we come where it's just passe and normal to discuss fornication with an inanimate object? That is strange.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This movie is Chuck Norris approved.
If we close our eyes to what's going on the outside, we're going to wake up and the enemy is going to be right here inside of our gate.
You ever think death is better than this?
The Crossroads of Hunter Wild, the latest project from Mike Norris. Now, we were talking about this concept before we shot the segment, and I thought it was interesting because it takes a concept that could be, that we could possibly be foreseeing in the future, and it kind of shows you what that might look like. Is that what inspired you to do this?
Yeah, you know, I think it not only takes something that could happen, but I think it's also taking something that is happening. You know, no matter what it is, spiritual warfare is real. And I think if anybody says differently, I'm going to say you're wrong. You know, no matter where we're at or what we're doing, whether it's politics, life, sports, you know, we all bring a certain amount of faith, you know, in ourselves into it. But it just seems like right now in everything that's going on in sports, in politics, in whatever, it's like the enemy's just trying to sink his claws into everything right now.
Because everything's so polarized.
Everything's so polarized. And so that what I wanted to do was just kind of give a face to maybe a personal struggle I had in 2016 or 15 and 16. I just spent 2 years on a movie, Armageddon, a big film on
that
the road.
That was a huge project for you guys.
It was huge. Yeah. It was huge. And so what I wanted to do was strip everything away. I just wanted to strip it all away. All the crew, all the great lunches, all the actresses from Hollywood. I wanted it all gone. And I just wanted to tell a story. You know, and I was thinking back during the election, the primaries and everything, I'm going, man, this is just chaos and chaotic. Everything, all the information, it was all this information coming at me. And I'm going, man, this is not of God. All this stuff is not of God. All the lies and the deceit and everything.
And the confusion.
The confusion.
And that's in the Bible too.
That's right. And so I just wanted to kind of tell my own story of kind of where my head was at, because I knew this isn't of God. What's coming into me is not of God. And so I just wanted to kind of tell our own little story, but strip it all away, be very raw, no big, you know, I had no influence of Hollywood whatsoever. Nothing. Not one actor flew in from Hollywood. Every actor in this movie's from Texas and they're good. All the crew was from Texas and they're great. So yeah, that's a Crossroads of Hunter Wild. It was just, it's a stripped down. It's a story about spiritual warfare and how if you're not careful and you're not in the word, it will creep in and it can kill you. It really can. So, yeah.
Well, I think we actually have some examples of that where you have these scientific studies coming out that are saying, you know, social media can lead to depression and lead to anxiety. I think that's kind of the spiritual battle we fight, you know, within ourselves to not be so obsessed with the false idols, whether it be in Hollywood or on social media. And then it leads to depression. But, you know, to get back to the film, it sounds to me like what you did with this film is you took the concept of everything being polarized. And then what essentially that does is that causes people to separate into their own groups. And so everybody kind of goes into their own little identity groups. And then it's kind of like a battle for survival within yourselves while the spiritual war is facing everybody. Am I kind of putting that right?
You're spot on, Owen. You know, it's really, it's kind of a post-apocalyptic thing, but it was very intentional that we did that because, like I said, we're not out there trying to make this big, huge film. And so we wanted to kind of isolate our world within the context of the movie. We wanted it this little small town of believers. And I played the character that was kind of the leader that built this facility for everybody to survive and to thrive post whatever it may be. But my character's having moments of doubt. He's got the faith of a mustard seed, and that kind of opens the door for this guy to say, I want Hunter Wild. I'm going to bring him to hell with me. And so that's where that spiritual battle comes from of good versus evil. But it you know, takes the big battle at the end and him understanding that there's only one way for me to fight that, and it is through the name of Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ.
Now, is that the character that you want people to resonate with in the film, to say there is a spiritual battle and maybe the average individual might not have strong faith and so that's why they're falling victim to some of the attacks? I mean, an example would be just, you know, a fake news story that they get so impassioned about, you know, that they go out to the streets or something.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I agree with you 100% on that. Yeah, because we all, you know, what you said about social media was very, I really like that because I, you know, it just seems like that's where a root of all this is coming from. It seems like everybody's identity is kind of coming from social media now. Did I get enough likes?
Yeah.
Did whatever it is. I'm not that engaged. I'm not hardcore into social media, so I'm not worried about it. But I just think people need to understand who they are and what they are and who they belong to. And if you, I think if we could do that, I think a lot of this will could subside for these people. But I don't have great hope for this new. The millennials coming forward, and thank God for people like you that are out there going, hey, I am of your age group, but look what the knowledge I've got. Like we said, knowledge is power, and this is what these people need. They need knowledge. They need to know what's going on. They need the knowledge of the Bible, and then they need knowledge of what you guys provide. And they got to keep out all the other noise that's coming at us right now, because it's a lot of noise.
And that's what it is too, because you had a certain generation, I would say probably my generation more than anything, you know, they call us millennials, and we were raised by, they say, television, right? It was television that raised us.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching a lot of TV as a kid. I don't feel that I was the worst case scenario. You know, thank God I still like to go out and ride a bike and throw a ball around, scrape my knee, mm-hmm. climb a fence, what have you.
Yeah.
But I feel like the new generation now is not the TV raising them, but social media raising them, the smartphone raising them, the tablet and the game. And it seems to be even more powerful in that they're kind of forgetting about nature. They're forgetting about running around. And there's almost like a double-edged sword here where parents are even afraid to send their kids outside anymore.
Yeah, a lot of them are. I kicked my kids out. Go. But, you know, they're fortunately, my kids are growing up now. My oldest is out of college and working, and I've got two seniors going to college next year. So they're good kids. They're very aware. We've made sure. And it's like what my dad did to me. My dad instilled in me a basic awareness of the world. And even though the world is different now, you still need to instill awareness. And I think that's what a lot of these kids are missing now, is just really being aware of what's happening in the world and not getting caught up on stupidity.
Well, and if you want a physical example, I feel like you're talking about more metaphysical, more, you know, spiritual. And if you want a physical example, though, all you have to do is look at these videos where you'll have somebody on their smartphone walk right across the street into traffic.
Oh yeah.
Somebody on their smartphone walks into the, and falls off a ledge into the, you know, a subway rail or something.
Yeah.
So it's literally so distracting to them that they're completely missing out everything around them.
Yeah. It's a beautiful world we live in. You know, I wish these people could go see it. Now, you know what? I get a little caught up myself. You know, this has become very important to us, but
the awareness of knowing you need to limit it and you need to know that there's other stuff out there.
But awareness on everything. Awareness on having a conversation, being able to have a intelligent conversation with somebody, sitting down for a moment of quiet and engaging the world. I really feel like that's what's a lot that's missing right now, is the connection, the human connection between people. It's like we were talking about off air, robots and things like that.
Yeah.
If that's where the world is going to, we're done. We're done.
And maybe we'll get into a little bit of that in the next segment.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the thing too, because I mean, it's the same thing. It's metaphysical, but it manifests itself physically, where you could have a situation. I don't know if this actually happens, but I bet it has before, where two people are at dinner and they're texting one each other across the table, or they're on their social media and they're not even paying attention to the person across the table from them. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, you know, you called people.
Yeah.
You called people to hang out. Now you send a text or you send a Facebook notification or something. So we're going to talk more about that with Mike Norris on the other side. His latest project, The Crossroads of Hunter Wild. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure
deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Mike Norris is my guest. The Crossroads of Hunter Wilde is the new film that is going to be coming out shortly. We've been discussing that. Again, a cool concept to me because we're sitting in these times, Mike, where everything's polarized. Everybody seems to want to identify into some subgroup based on their political beliefs. And it does feel like in the midst of all that, we've forgotten that we're all human. And instead of remembering what brings us together, we're all kind of focusing on what makes us different right now.
No, you're right on that. You know, over Thanksgiving, I sat down with my niece, my goddaughter, and she is a snowflake. I mean, hardcore.
High school, college?
College. Okay. 22,
that's right about the right age.
22 years old. And I was very interested in really sitting down and having a conversation, a one-on-one conversation in love, not me attacking her going, I almost pulled out my Make America Great Again hat, but I wanted to kind of
not have the shell of hatred get pulled down.
You know,
Trump, hey, watch out.
But they, you know, they're so fixated on these little stupid things and not able to look at the big picture. And so we sat down and we had this conversation. I tried to explain to her, I'm not this big, rich globalist that I'm the one that's benefiting from Trump. I am that middle class movie maker. I'm the guy that goes and makes a movie. I try to make a living. So I'm not that white entitled uncle, you know, and I'm not that guy.
Which is what they assume everyone is.
Absolutely. So what we did was we were able to agree on, you know, we need to work on climate change a little bit. And that was all we could get. But everything seemed to be focused on sex. You know, they need to give us gay rights and they need to have transgender, all this stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, are we really worried about this stuff right now in the world we're living in?
And obviously this is all driven by emotion and the propaganda they get in the media and they get in the colleges. But my basic response to this every time is, that might be the righteous stance to take, but if we're talking about politics, you're dealing with a section of people that represents 0.01% of the population. Why is this their biggest issue?
I think that all the time. I mean, how many transgenders are there? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the.
I couldn't tell you. I see one every day.
No, not.
I mean,
even
I don't.
Close.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I do.
Not even close. But I was watching something on Big Brother UK where this lady, this transgender, was talking to somebody, and she goes, "Well, then kiss me if it's no big deal to you." Something along. I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. He goes, "No way." Well, this poor guy's getting blasted in the media.
Genuine was the name of that artist.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I felt horrible for this guy that he's getting blasted because he refuses to do this.
Well, and look at the double standard. Let's say it was Harvey Weinstein talking to a pretty girl sitting next to him and said, kiss me, baby. Come on, kiss me. If she said no, would the media be treating that the same way? Like, oh, why wouldn't you kiss Harvey?
Yeah. You know, what's happening in Hollywood is very interesting because I think it's just been building up for so long. I mean, I remember being 18 years old, kind of in Hollywood. You know, my dad was a really big...
You grew up in the industry. I mean, you know how it goes. Yeah.
And I, on a number of occasions, I was approached by men or whatever. And I just shoved it, you know, I just kind of blew it off like, dude, no. This isn't happening. Not going there. Don't even go. But I really think there's a lot to do. It's just being so overblown, this whole Me Too movement. I get it. You know, it happens. It's horrible. I'm all about you, victims. I feel horrible.
Well, the problem is they have made the victims obsolete because they've fabricated most of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these people, they will do whatever it takes to get a job in a movie. It just is what it is. And so I'm just not buying it.
Everyone's always known about the casting couch. I mean, that's been an old time. I mean, it's like passe now. I mean, since when? Yeah, you know, that was the big thing to me, hearing all this. And it's like, look, you know, the righteousness in us wants to feel bad for a victim anytime. There's a genuine victim. But then at the same time, you have to sit here and say, well, now I'm not going to get tugged around here. I'm not going to be virtue tugged around here just because you feel bad about a decision you made in the past to essentially sell your body or sell your soul just to get a movie role.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, come on. There's real victims out there.
But you know what? I'm wondering if it's all a big setup for later, that some brilliant, genius, evil mind is set up later for our president.
No, I think you're definitely right on there. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. And it amazes me.
Yeah, you create an environment where all you have to do is accuse someone.
Yeah.
And then they hope finally that they can get someone to accuse the president that'll actually stick. I just don't see it happening. But they're going to continue to go forward.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But due process is still a part of America. So
Is it? Is it?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Mike Norris touched me backstage.
Yeah.
Mike Norris. No, no, okay.
You asked for that one.
But, you know, delete that footage. Delete that footage.
But, you know, it's like, we can't even BS around and have these fun conversations anymore. We're not hurting anybody and we're not being disrespectful. I think it's just ridiculous what's happening, but it's the world we're in right now and we just got to kind of maneuver around it in our own way with holding our own values.
Well, and I don't know about you, but I have friends that have different political beliefs than me.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they're liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing now is with liberal friends who may have, you know, voted Democrat typically in the past, they actually have political ideas. They actually have political beliefs. And what's happening now is they've noticed that the progressive liberal side of politics in the left has just gone off the deep end. And they don't know where to go right now. They don't know where to go for political leadership. They see that everybody on their side is hopping on to whatever the latest trend is, whether it's their original thought or not, whether it has any actual factual backing or not. They just hop onto that, glob onto that. And so actual, you know, fair-minded liberals who have their own ideas and have their own thoughts are kind of lost into no man's land right now. They have no political leadership. The only person that they can see actually leading and going anywhere is Trump. And so now, I mean, I don't know if they're going to go along with Trump, but they're sitting here like, I mean, it sucks, as we said in the last segment. Being on the losing team sucks. Nobody wants to be on the losing team. You want to be on the winning team, you know?
Hey, I was on the losing team for 8 years. So I'm relishing in what's going on right now. I remember it's really vivid in my head. My first time I ever voted was for Ronald Reagan. The world felt like this in the 70s when Jimmy Carter was president. I mean, we were just like tanking as a country.
Yeah, my first time voting was for Trump for president.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. See, and it's Ronald Reagan was the man. You know, this was all of a sudden America. We're proud. We're loud. You know, we're in your face. That's where we're at again. I love this. I just love this. So what I think what the liberals need is their own celebrity billionaire to go run for president, you know, in 2020.
Oprah, it won't be Oprah.
I hope it is. I've been on her show before. It ain't all.
Well, she has too many skeletons. I mean, I'm going to be we covered the news today. I mean, she's got schools where child victims were getting abused that, you know, maybe she didn't know about that. She's got these actresses that are coming out and saying Oprah basically led me to Harvey Weinstein in her good graces. And then he took advantage of me. So Oprah, she can never run. She's got too many skeletons in the closet. And I think the reason why I don't think it'll happen in 2020 is because those people, the billionaires that would maybe go more of a liberal progressive ideology to run for president, they know they can't beat Trump.
I don't think this will ever happen again in our country. What's happening right now, a businessman, something like Donald Trump comes along. This is a once in a lifetime thing. I think for me, it's a once in a lifetime thing. It's just so fascinating to watch. I just love it. I love the news now. I love
the news. Probably loves the news too.
Yeah. And, I just get fascinated watching videos. I love going to watch your videos and just see you engaging with these people. They just want to tear your eyes out. And I just love
it. And I'm actually a really nice guy.
So kind to him. And you just lovingly lead them right into a trap and said, oh, by the way, these are Trump's tax plans, you know?
Oh, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I just supported something Trump did. Am I a racist? Am I a homophobe? What am I?
Yeah.
And they don't even know. Their head is spinning. All right, Mike Norris, thank you for joining us today. That does it for the War Room. As always, you stay classy, Info Warriors.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I'll tell you what, the worst thing about censorship is that and that's what I hate about censorship.
No, I remember there was one time, because I was live for InfoWars, and I was trying to cover the
they're not going to let you do that.
Exactly. And then I came back and the report was muted.
Yeah. And then we just don't know what you're talking about.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
War Room. InfoWars.com/